people talking about organics these days, but the man who started it all is right here. Here he is, author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thanks, Logan, and welcome back, everybody. Talking organic gardening, farming, ranching, whatever you want to discuss, compost making, it's all open. If you've got a good report about something that's going well for you or a problem with some pest, insect, or disease, whatever it is, we can chat about that. There's a lot of information about all this stuff that we talk about on the internet. We've tried to make it a little simpler because there's a lot of stuff that's quote-unquote organic that's out there and recommended that doesn't work all that well. And it might be good for me to go through some of those things. By the way, the number to be on the show with me is 866-444-3478. Jump on here. We've got wide open lines for you right now. But there are, it's kind of why our organization, the DirtDoctor.com and the nonprofit, the Texas Organic Research Center, which is what's behind the online classes and the selling of the books and the art and everything, my art that's sold on the website. It's one of the things that we do differently. We give a list of, through TORC, it's on DirtDoctor.com, but on the TORC website as well, TexasOrganicResearchCenter.org, of products that we recommend and don't recommend. The reason that we do that is we recommend some things that the Certified Organic Program doesn't say is okay, and we don't allow some of the things that they say is okay. And we're more about TORC approving the product and the program, the procedures and everything, than the national certification situation or the state certification things. For example, hydrogen peroxide is not on the list as an acceptable pest control for some odd reason, unless they've changed it recently, I guess. You know, sometimes they're amending these things, and there are products on the market that are EPA labeled that are hydrogen peroxide based products for disease control. But at least at one point, and I think it probably is still that case, the hydrogen peroxide products are not acceptable in the USDA's certified organic program. Hydrogen peroxide is okay to clean your equipment, but not to use as a pest control. Yet there's 20 and 30-something percent products that are sold that are specifically labeled as pest control out there on the market. Cornmeal's kind of in the same category. The peppers are in the same category. For example, black pepper, I think, is accepted in the national program, and red pepper is not. That's why one of the reasons we've had a problem keeping the garlic pepper tea on the market as a commercial product. The garlic was acceptable. Pepper, red pepper, was not. Now, they're always working on that, and that some of these things may have been changed, but that was the case a while back. So bottom line on this is that on the homepage, you'll see that there's connections there under guides and in a couple of other places to the TORC recommended and not recommended products. So if you have a question about some product, whether it's acceptable or not, you can look there. And we're continuing to update that listing. And if you have a product that you've seen that you think ought to be on the product, or if you've run into something that's you don't think should be there and it is, let us know. We're continuing to look at that. When the National Organic Program first started, I'm reading a book right now. I'm listening to it on tape. But when it first got started, they allowed a GMO and sewer sludge products And one other thing that was so bad, I can't remember what the third one was. But anyway, they allowed some pretty nasty things to be acceptable in an organic program. A lot of people back in those days got together and did a good job of overwhelming Congress on that and got it changed to where those things were taken out. I don't know if it's been permanent that way or not. But anyway, the bottom line on it is that TORC, the Texas Organic Research Center, we feel like is the authority on the stuff that we're comfortable with, and we're continuing to look at that, obviously. Other ways of getting more information on our website, we have a listing for you of retail stores on the site, and what they are, they're retail stores around the country that sell at least something organic. We're not saying that they're 100% organic like the Texas Tree Farms down in Waxahachie is, but they do have some organic stuff. I think it's a good news, bad news thing because, excuse me, some of the companies that, some of the retail stores that sell organic products, they have products that are organic or sort of organic, but they're not really that effective and they're too expensive. That's been one of the problems in the past. And a lot of times you'll go into a store and you'll find them kind of back in the corner, dusty and not recommended, not pushed by the people in the store. And so they really don't help anybody. That's what's why it's such a big deal that the Texas Tree Farms down in Waxahachie has come on board as a nursery and a tree company to be 100% organic and to focus on the specific products that we recommend. So you don't have to, you know, be scratching your head. Is this something that the Dirt Doctor or Texas Organic Research Center would say is okay? That's all they handle. And it's a big deal. They do a great job of exposing the flares in their trees that they grow, that they bring in and broker from other people. And they sell all kind of other plants and things that help you with an organic program as well. They have also gotten into the greenhouse kits that we're recommending now. So those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, might be a good idea for you just to mosey on down there and check them out, the Texas Tree Farm. One of the things they have down there that I'm really excited about, and I think they'll be beefing this up as they go too, they're handling native shredded tree trimmings, mulch, you know, my favorite, the best there is. And they're also handling compost made from that same material, which is the best compost you can have. It's TexasTreeFarms.com if you want some more information about that. But anyway, we have retail stores listed on the site that can help you across the country out there. And some of the stores will surprise you. For example, the Ace Hardware stores have Garrett Juice and some of the Medina products and some of the things that I recommend. Not the full, you know, accompaniment of things that I recommend, but at least some of the things. I think Garrett Juice is becoming to be in most all the stores out there because so many people come in asking for it. And if you haven't tried Garrett Juice, if you're new to this whole thought process and this natural organic approach, the Garrett Juice is one you definitely need to get into. You don't have to go buy it either. You can make it. The formula is on our website all the time. It's under guides as well as all the other formulas that I recommend, the tree trunk goop, the sick tree treatment. All that stuff is under the word guides, all in capital letters on dirtdoctor.com. But for those of you that don't want to make home mixtures yourself, that's fine. There are at least three different commercial versions of Garrett Juice out there on the market that you can buy. And if your nurseries and garden centers don't have them in stock, hardware stores, tell them about it. Ask them to get it. They can get the products, all the organic products, through normal distribution. All they've got to do is just ask their distributors for the material. And if that doesn't work, if you run into a roadblock along that thought process, that thought line, tell them to call us. Tell them to contact us at dirtdoctor.com, info at dirtdoctor.com, and we'll help out getting them together. Some people can buy, if they have enough volume, can buy direct from manufacturers. But all of the major and minor distributors handle the organic products as well. You can also find a list of landscape contractors on dirtdoctor.com, and they are the ones that we know about that do at least some organic techniques. Some will do both. Some bid spec from other people and have to do both. I'm Howard Garrett, and I'll be back with you right after this. Can you be younger and stronger for longer? Is it possible to activate your body's own internal repair system? Yes, it is, and you can do it just as I did with Infinity Matrix. It's simple, safe, effective, and affordable. To learn more, call 800-341-2650. That's 800-341-2650. Looking and feeling younger never gets old. Call 800-341-2650 or visit AchieveVitality.net.
Learn to live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Crazy water is what I drink, and you should too. Crazy water is naturally alkaline with trace minerals and electrolytes to aid your health and body balance. It's crazy good mineral water made by Mother Nature in Mineral Wells, Texas. Folks at Crazy Water don't add a thing because they don't have to. Crazy water can be found at Aldi and other grocery and health food stores. Learn more at drinkcrazywater.com. That's drinkcrazywater.com.
Hard at work for over 75 years, Dram watering tools have been the professional's choice for quality and durability. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns for a variety of uses with a revolver spray gun. And use a color storm sprinkler for a lush playground. Quality you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at a fine garden center near you. Visit us online at dram.com.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water? Maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice Monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Covering the bare soil around plants is crucial, and there are several mulch choices. The best mulch for any site is shredded recycled plant material such as limbs, leaves, twigs, dead plants, bark, spent flowers, and other plant debris that grew on the property. That's the natural way. How it is done in the forest and on the prairie. Second best would be purchased shredded native tree trimmings. Third in line is shredded hardwood bark. Pine bark and cypress are not good choices. Pine bark is just bad in general. It won't stay in place and contains chemicals that hurt plant growth. Cypress doesn't break down well. Mulch should decompose to create the true natural food to feed microbes and plant roots. Pine needles are good, but look out of place if there are no pine trees on the property. Lava gravel makes good mulch and has the extra benefit of keeping squirrels and cats out, but lava gravel has its negative points. It looks harsher than organic mulches, and it doesn't break down into humus. The best commercial mulch is a mixture of compost and shredded tree trimmings. For more information on mulch, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All right, Howard, back, and you should take advantage of being able to get in easy today and jump on board here, and we'll help out while I finish up with a few things I need to do. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. A lot of people have questions about my comments about products, organic products that I don't recommend, and that might be good to spend just a little bit of time on. And the ones that I do recommend, that besides hydrogen peroxide, another one, just so I don't forget it, that I recommend and I think is fine in an organic program that's not necessarily acceptable in certified organic programs around the country, is Epsom salts. And Epsom salts is, I think, a wonderful tool. It's magnesium sulfate, and especially in our part of the world here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, much of the rest of Texas and other parts of the South, probably some of the soils up north too. Epsom salts can help with some really specific things. People get great results from tossing a little bit in the planting hole of tomatoes and things like that. But basically, any soil that has a calcium-magnesium imbalance, which is what a lot of the high pH soils have, the Epsom salts will help with trees, shrubs, ground covers and vines, perennials, annuals, all kinds of things. You don't need to overdo it, just using it sometimes one time at planting, or maybe plants that are not having the color that you like, give them a little second dose, and that's about it. It's one of those products where a little goes a whole lot. You can mix it in water at about a tablespoon, rounded tablespoon per gallon of water, and put it out in a liquid way on potted plants. Really good for your vegetable gardens and your peppers and a lot of things like that. But it's not a problem at all. Organic? Is it totally legitimately organic? Not really. It's a chemical. It's magnesium sulfate. But it fits in perfectly with the organic program because it helps with the stimulation of biological activity and the bioavailability of not only the magnesium and the sulfur, but other things in the soil, trace minerals that are tied up. Back to the things that I don't recommend. We don't recommend any of the nicotine sulfate products, for example, and they're considered organic, but they're highly, highly toxic and shouldn't be used. Rotenone's in the same category. I don't know that the certified programs even allow nicotine and rotenone anymore. The funniest story about rotenone was when I was first getting into organics years ago, I had gone to a ranch that was owned by the son of a developer that I did landscape design for. In fact, it was not just the son's ranch, it was their ranch. And he was sitting there talking to me and said, "Boy, I've been feeling really bad." I said, "What's going on?" He said, "Well, I bought this rotenone product that they said I could use in my lake to kill off the trash fish and not hurt my game fish." And he said, "I put it in this big old barrel and I stirred it with my hand." And he stirred it with his hand for quite a while. And, of course, it absorbed into his body. And, you know, rotenone is a pretty nasty material. I think it maybe has been banned for okay use in the certified program now. But the one that hasn't yet that I still have a big problem with, all of us that are seriously into organics do, is pyrethrum. And even though pyrethrum is a natural product and it's considered an organic product by a lot of people, it's not acceptable to us at all because it is too toxic. And you can do the same with a lot of other techniques that we use, that we talk about, you know, on the website and in my books and everything else. But pyrethrum is very seriously a worry with people who have allergies. It can cause allergies. It can cause, you know, even serious kind of things with kids. And it's used in a lot of these mosquito spray programs and a lot of things out there that really are kind of a worrisome deal. So they're not acceptable to me. It's why I have a problem with the diatomaceous earth products that contain pyrethrum. I think mixing a toxic material into a really good organic product like DE is a bad, bad mistake. And you got one manufacturer making both of those products. That's why you don't hear me going out of the way to push those things. But anyway, people that stick around and talk with us about what we do recommend on the website, you'll find that they're the lowest toxicity products available and also work. They're also very helpful controlling the pests. Let's go to Skokie, Illinois, and talk to Bruce. Hello, Bruce.
Hi, how are you doing?
Doing well. Thanks for calling.
You mentioned in the beginning of the show, you mentioned a number of so-called pests and how to control them. I don't remember the details, but you mentioned pill bugs. Mm-hmm. I was of the understanding that pill bugs in and of themselves are benign, and I always see them in my compost pile. Is that kind of the idea with pill bugs? Because they don't do anything. I heard they break down organic matter.
You can stay with me when we talk about it in a little more detail. It'd be good to, because there's some other insects kind of in the same category, Bruce. But you are right in that they do provide some beneficial things, but they can be a problem too. Hang on with me, and we'll talk about it when we come back. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, back after this.
How about the best how-to video classes for gardening, landscaping, and helping sick trees? The Torque online courses, designed and taught by the Dirt Doctor, clearly explain natural organic programs and why they work better in every way. They're fun, easy to understand, and affordable. To learn more or sign up for a course, go to dirtdoctor.com and click on the online class banner. That's dirtdoctor.com or call 866-444-3478.
To live the natural and organic life and be healthier from one of Howard Garrett's best-selling books. His natural organic programs and pest solutions work better in every way and can save you money. Learn about creating beautiful landscaping, delicious healthy food crops, safe pest management, and healthy living. Howard's books are useful coast to coast and border to border. You can learn about these helpful books by clicking on Howard's Books button on the top of his homepage of dirtdoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Trees become infested with insects and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and pathogens are just doing their jobs, trying to take out the unfit plants. Most plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water. Too much fertilizer, or the wrong kind of fertilizer. Toxic chemical pesticides, the compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting certain plant species, and creating monocultures. The Dirt Doctor's tree health plan is simple. Keep trees in a stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insects and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically: 1. Stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic chemical pesticides. 2. Remove excess soil from the root flare. 3. Apply organic amendments. And 4. Spray trees and soil with Garrett Juice monthly. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
All right, Howard, back with you, and we're talking with Bruce. Bruce, you still there?
I'm still here.
Let's talk about pill bugs a little bit. You brought up an interesting point. In general, pill bugs and sow bugs, you know the difference in those? Pill bug rolls up, the sow bug stays out flat. Other than that, they're very, very similar. And you're exactly right. They do break down organic matter, and for the most part, are benign and don't cause a problem. But there's an interesting little thing that happens with pill bugs, and the same kind of thing happens with those great big interesting looking beetles called Hercules or rhinoceros beetles. They, for the most part, help the soil and break down organic matter. But in both cases, both groups of critters, the insects, the beetles, and the crustaceans, the pill bugs, decide that they're tired of eating brown stuff, and they go and climb up on your green plants and do a lot of damage. So they can do both. And
right,
we just try to keep them under control. I stumbled into a solution years ago that was actually kind of fun. I made a mixture of hot pepper, the kind of pepper you put on a pizza, you know, the flaky stuff. I made a mixture of that kind of pepper and a little diatomaceous earth and some cedar flakes. And I dusted it in an area, and then I started recommending it on the radio show and other places to use some hot pepper. And people started replying to me, and I saw the same thing, that the first response I saw was I saw more pill bugs. And then after a few days, boy, they were gone. It was almost like they were saying, where's the ice cream? You know, they're going to look for some way to cool down. And I didn't have pill bug problems after that hardly ever again. You can kind of get rid of them one time, and that'll take care of it. So you can use those commercial products that I was talking about, you know, the Sluggo Plus or the Antix Plus, get rid of them. Or first, try, if they're doing any damage, try the hot pepper. But long term, they're probably kind of a non-harmful big-time pest.
Well, I had something else. Have you noticed when you're out and about, especially if you're in a farm area, that in the summer there's no – you used to go out 30, 40 years ago, and your windshield you couldn't see because you would hit so many insects as you were driving. And now that doesn't happen. There was a story I heard not that long ago about a researcher that had gone down to the tropical forest somewhere. I don't know if it was Puerto Rico or Brazil, but he had put out sticky, those little sticky things that are,
the yellow sticky traps.
Mm-hmm. Right. And he just put it out there and came back the next day, and it was covered, just covered with all these insects. And he identified all of them and how many there were and all that. Well, he went out recently to the same area and put it down, and it was empty overnight, nothing. I mean, there were one or two. So there's two new books out on this subject about the insects. One is called, remember the book Silent Spring?
Yeah, sure.
By Rachel Carson?
Sure.
Well, this one's called Silent Earth, and it's about the demise of the insects and what we may be in for. And then there's a second book called The Insect Crisis. They came out about the same time by different authors and all that, but they kind of – now, I have no idea what either of them says because I haven't read them yet, but it doesn't look good if, you know, it isn't just the bumblebees. It's, you know, too many people, I think, want their area, whether it's a farm or a backyard. They don't want any bugs anywhere, anytime. They'll buy all this stuff in the store, Roundup and all that, and they'll just spray it like crazy, and they want everything dead. And they don't bother to find out what's beneficial and what's not beneficial.
Well, that's right. I start most of my lectures when I do a lecture on pest control. I use a slide of an ad from a magazine that shows exactly what you're talking about. It's bragging that their product will kill all of the insects in their, all of the bugs in the landscape, you know, for 4 months or whatever the time period is. And when you have large-scale agriculture spraying that kind of stuff, and all the homeowners doing it too, obviously it could have that side benefit that you're bringing up of there just not being that many insects out there. And most of the insects, as Malcolm Beck and I wrote in the Texas Bug Book, most of the insects you run into are beneficial. They're not pests.
Right. Right.
So, I see the same thing. I used to see more bugs smashing into my car. You know, it's a good news, bad news kind of a story, but we are using so much of these recalcitrant pesticides and all that result is not a surprising thing at all. Appreciate you bringing it up. I'll get those books and check them out. They sound very interesting.
Yeah, they do. I haven't gotten them yet, but I'm going to get them too.
Okay. Thanks, Bruce.
All right, thanks.
Talk to you. Here's Danny in Bosque County. What's up, Danny?
Hey, Howard. It's been a while.
Yeah, I didn't talk to you.
I can testify, as we live in the country, farmers have huge egos. I come from the broadcast business. I'm used to egos, but farmers have huge egos to control everything. And so that's it's not just the chemicals, but the people that are there to put them out. But that's not my question. We have one of our long fence rows is a sight break to neighbors. We have a mix of Iliagnus, the old abelias, got a couple of red buds mixed in there. They have put up another building, and so I need to add to that. My question was about viburnum or maybe a fig. I didn't know how tall figs get. I would hope something that would be evergreen, and I don't think the viburnums are, and I know the figs aren't. but it's okay if they were just, you know, heavily structured to sort of block it in the winter because we're not out there that much anyway.
Right. I wouldn't use the fig in that way, Danny, because they can freeze to the ground, so you might end up, you know, not having very good screening some years. There are evergreen viburnums that I would highly recommend.
Is it the rusty?
Rusty Black Hawk Viburnum is not. It's deciduous. I love it. It's a gorgeous plant. Has a lot of character. Mine is leafing out right now instead of putting on flowers. It's kind of mixed up from all this crazy weather, but it's a great plant. The ones that are evergreen are like Viburnum odoratissima or evergreen Viburnum. It's the one with the big, shiny leaves, and it's totally evergreen and tough.
I'm trying to write that down. Odoratissima with an A.
Odora.
Or evergreen.
Odoratissima. It's O-D-O-R-A-T-I-S-S-I-M-A, Atissima.
Okay. Yep.
You might find it is just evergreen viburnum in some places. Look at the pictures in my books or online. It's a real shiny, distinctive leaf. The other one is distinctive in the other direction. It's called leather leaf viburnum, and it has a larger leaf. It'll grow pretty much anywhere in the country almost, and it has real nice white flowers. It's evergreen and very distinctive, irregular kind of growth, and be great for mixing in with your screen planting.
Okay, so they're, what, 6 to 8 feet tall?
They'll get taller than that. They'll get up around 10 feet ultimately. There's one more put in the mix, and I like it a lot. It's got a small leaf. It's semi-deciduous or semi-evergreen. It loses, it has about half of its foliage turn red in the fall and drop off, but about half of it stays on the plant, and it's a viburnum called Walter's viburnum, and it forms a big bush, or you can trim it up into a little tree. So those three are all viburnums, but they give you this real wide range of size of leaf and texture, and some flower and some don't.
Well, the flowers are a bonus. Mostly it's, you know, something being there.
Right.
And I just wanted to mix something up. I love my, you know, what we have is working great, but it was just like, well, I don't want to repeat this. I need two more to kind of cover up this new building. So I'll find the problem is now finding them, right?
They're not going to be that hard to find. Just call around. You'll find probably 10-20% of the nurseries would have them or can get them for you.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Well, good deal. All right, Howard, good to speak with you. Take care.
Same here. Thanks, Danny. Okay, and that is something that, you know, we've talked about a lot. In fact, that's one of the columns that I've written. I'll update it and make it even longer and more detailed. If you missed me talking about it in the beginning of the show, we have news. We're putting our column now as Organic Answers column on the website, and then it also goes instantly or automatically to all the socials, so you can find it easily on Twitter, Facebook, Instagram, all those kind of things, and it'll be a little longer in most cases, not always, but a lot of times it'll be longer because I needed to put more detail in the column than when I was just writing for the paper. And we also are using more photographs. So you'll find that right on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com, down kind of over to the left, and it has the name of it, which is organicanswers.com. The membership, like we've talked about for a couple of times here, I've got an event coming up that only the members will be invited to. It's going to be primarily for those here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. But we might set up, I was thinking about it after I talked about it the first time, might set up a video of the open house. It's going to cover my trees and plants and experimental stuff at the office. And also the art studio, showing you the whole art studio, how I do what I do, the latest paintings and all that. I've done several new ones. And as always, I can't stand still. I'm always dreaming up new styles to show you. You can see them on the website. Just go to the button at the top that says Buy Books, Art, and Class. And under the art, you can see the catalog of a very large percentage of the stuff, not only that we've done in the past and sold, but the newest paintings are there as well. But we might do a video of the open house and stream it somehow for people that are in other parts of the country or other countries so they can see what we're up to, too. We'll scratch our heads about that and see if we can't come up with a way to do that. Another thing for the membership that's coming up is this orchid paper that Bob Webster and I wrote. And I think you'll find it detailed better than anything you've run into before, but also really easy to follow to raise orchids with the natural organic techniques. And it's going to be for the members only. How do you become a member? Click on the membership, join the Organic Club of America button at the top of the page, and it's easy to follow the directions. Howard Garrett, back right after this. Remington greenhouse kits are great for all-season gardening, winter protection, storage, growing fresh vegetables, and saving money by starting seedlings. It's a premium USA-manufactured steel tubing product, high-end UV polyethylene greenhouses in two sizes, 10x10 or 10x20, easy installation and financing available.
For more information, call 214-542-7711. That's 214-542-7711 or visit mygreenhousekit.com.
Now more than ever, it is important to have a healthy immune system. Many health professionals agree that probiotics are a leading natural therapy for boosting immune health. Why? Because 70% of your body's immune cells reside in the GI tract. By taking a superior probiotic daily, like Dr. O'Hara's probiotics with their postbiotic metabolites, you can enhance your overall immune system and immune response. For additional immune support, get RegActive's immune formula to boost your glutathione levels. Since our glutathione levels go down if we feel stressed, maintaining glutathione levels is a key factor for natural defense. For a short-term immune boost, try Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus, which provides probiotic and immune support and includes Brazilian green propolis for superior antioxidant support and vitamin E, astaxanthin, and flax oil. Be proactive about your immune health. Ask your retailer today about Dr. O'Hara's probiotics, RegActive Immune Formula, and Dr. O'Hara's Propolis Plus today. Also available online.
Azomite is a naturally occurring rock mineral and organic micronutrient soil amendment for improving germination, root systems, plant vigor, and crop quality. Azomite improves the nutrient density of your fruits and vegetables. Azomite can be used alone or with other amendments and fertilizers for your gardens, lawns, trees, and food crops. Call Mike at 301-219-7540 to find a store in your area or go to azomitetexas.com. That's 301-219-7540 or azomitetexas.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
Everyone is talking environmental issues and going green. Natural organic gardening and landscaping are important parts of this movement. Some organic proponents only say to stop using the chemicals. Howard Garrett, in the highly acclaimed Organic Manual, explains in detail what to do instead. His what to do is the organic method. He recommends stopping the use of toxic chemical pesticides and synthetic fertilizer, but goes on in great detail about the practical alternatives. This is one of the few gardening books effective for use coast to coast and border to border. The the best kept secret of all, uncovered in the Organic Manual, is that the organic program is better in every way. Whether it's growing beautiful landscaping or delicious healthy food crops, the Organic Manual explains bed preparation, planting, pest control, and compost making. It also covers pet management and natural living advice. Purchase the Organic Manual in bookstores everywhere. Also available in independent garden centers, nurseries, hardware, and other fine stores. Go to DirtDoctor.com to purchase or to find a store near you.
60 years ago in Hondo, Texas, two friends created a natural solution to soil compaction on the farm, Medina Soil Activator. Farmland yields became bigger because the soil had better texture and more microbial life. Medina Soil Activator was a win. Since that time in 1962, Medina has created an all-natural line of gardening and lawn solutions. Products that promote soil and root health, enhancing fruiting and blooming, and delivering essential nutrients to landscape plants and vegetables. Today, Medina's products, including Garrett Juice Plus, are available in most garden centers and home improvement stores. To learn more about Medina's family of natural lawn and gardening products and recommended uses, visit MedinaAg.com. That's MedinaAg.com. Medina, organic before organic was cool. Celebrating 60 years.
To begin your natural organic program and get your lawn and garden off drugs, just follow Mother Nature's guide. First, stop hurting the life in the soil. Choose only products and techniques that are beneficial to the health of organisms above and in the soil. Stop using all synthetic fertilizers, toxic pesticides, and other toxic chemicals that harm living organisms. Avoid all high nitrogen synthetic fertilizers, especially nitrogen-only products. Toxic weed and feed products are the worst of all. Next, build soil health with aeration and natural organic fertilizers and amendments. And third, use native plants and well-adapted introductions. Finally, water only as needed. The organic program will reduce the watering requirements by about 50%. MoTurf is needed in mulch clippings into the lawn to return nutrients and organic matter to the soil. The natural way is fun, will save you money, and always works better in every way. After all, Mother Nature knows best. For more information about natural organic gardening, visit DirtDoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And somebody called in. Some other people might be interested, too, about what was that contact information on the greenhouse kit that I talked about. And it is mygreenhousekit.com. Also, the stem cell therapy that I've used and a lot of people I know have used with great success, again, is achievevitalitycenters.com/thedirtdoctor or just slash dirt doctor. achievevitalitycenters.com/dirtdoctor. And there was one other thing I was going to give you, if I can find the right paper here. Let's see where I have hidden my notes. Roofing company that I talk about is ArringtonRoofing.com. The tree farm that does the organic stuff is TexasTreeFarms.com. And I think those were the main ones that we've gotten questions about. I told you about some of the places on the website and other places to get more information about this natural organic program. What I would suggest to those of you that are new listeners, the step one, just go to the website, and then there's something that's also for free on the website that would be a real good first step for a lot of you. Some of you that maybe have been around for a while have missed it, but there is a feature that we put together called the Fabulous Tree Slideshow, and the link to it is up in the right-hand corner of DirtDoctor.com. You click on that and just sit back and watch it. It covers my recommended planting techniques. It covers the sick tree treatment. It covers trees that I've been involved with, like the National Champion Pecan Tree, my incredibly fast-growing ginkgo, the Nellie's climbing tree, the live oak. It covers some of the most fabulous trees in the world, like the 3,000-year-old Montezuma Cypress in Mexico that I didn't have anything to do with. I just a friend of it. I visited it a few times, and a lot of other things. In other words, it covers things I've been involved in and things that I just know about that I wanted you to know about. It's quite a few slides there. I think you'll enjoy it, and it's free. Just watch it whenever you have time. It's called the Fabulous Tree Slideshow. Also on the website, you go to the radio information, it'll tell you about the podcast. All of our shows are podcast and set up on the website, so you can listen to them anytime you want to. We have a Dirt Doctor app, so you can listen 24/7 there. There's a library of natural organic information on the website that's all in alphabetical order. It's where the most of the volume of stuff on the website. There's a huge amount of information on our website, but the most is in that area that we call the library. And everything there is in alphabetical order. You can either look it up in the table of contents there at the beginning, or you can type into the search window whatever you're looking for, the disease, the insect, the plant, information on composting, whatever. And as I mentioned earlier in the show, acceptable and unacceptable products in an organic program are there for you right on the home page. My appearances, both where I'm going to be and also the information about how you contact us if you want me to make an appearance, to do a talk, a whole lecture series, a consultation for a landscape company, a farmer, a ranch, or whatever you're interested in. All that information is right there under the button that's the word appearances. And we're on all the socials. Maggie's doing all that for us and doing a great job of keeping you some funny stuff and some timely stuff. My column, as I've told you a couple times today, is a whole new format. It's just on the website and the socials, but it's going to be easy for you to find. It's going to be a little bit longer, a little bit more detailed, have a little bit more, if not a lot more, photographs for you. We'll redo some that we've done in the past and just bring them up to a higher level for you with more detail, and that's going to be fun. I've already done the first one. It's there for you now. Just go to the homepage and click on Organic Answers column, and you can go to the first one. The next one will come out on this coming Wednesday, and then it'll be every Wednesday a new one will come out for you. And if you've got any recommendations or any requests about anything for me to cover, from products to plants to techniques to whatever, books that I recommend. By the way, I've got books that I recommend on the website that are not mine, other books that I've read through the years, how I got my education in this natural organic situation. That's one of the reasons, the main reason we did the online classes, the big 15-chapter class that I teach, that you take one chapter at a time. When you pass all 15 tests, you become certified by the Texas Organic Research Center. It's sold through the nonprofit, TARC, like my books, like the art and all that, and all that's right at the top of the page. Well, enjoyed being with you today. Thanks very much, Dave. Thanks for running the show in there, and we will see everybody next week. In the meantime, enjoy this weather that I realize is different across the country, but in the process of changing, and we're about in the springtime mode, which makes it a fun time of the year to do this natural organic gardening. The reason I recommend it is because, very simply, it works better. I'll see you next time.